Today's reading is taken from Isaiah chapter 35, Joy of the Redeemed. The desert and the parched land will be glad. The wilderness will rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it will burst into bloom. It will rejoice greatly and shout for joy. The glory of Lebanon will be given to it, the splendor of Carmel and Sharon. They will see the glory of the Lord, the splendor of our God. Strengthen the feeble hands, steady the knees that give way. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong, do not fear, your God will come. He will come with vengeance, with divine retribution. He will come to save you. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then will the lame leap like a deer and the mute tongue shout for joy. Water will gush forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The burning sand will become a pool, the thirsty ground bubbling springs. In the haunts where jackals once lay, grass and reeds and papyrus will grow. And a highway will be there. It will be called the Way of Holiness. It will be for those who walk on that way. The unclean will not journey on it. Wicked fools will not go about on it. No lion will be there, nor any ravenous beast. They will not be found there, but only the redeemed will walk there, and those the Lord has rescued will return. They will enter Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will crown their heads. Gladness and joy will overtake them, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. This is the word of the Lord.
Who got a Christmas present this year? Most of us got Christmas presents. Who would like to tell me about a Christmas present that they received? Goodness me, you've got a leg shake. You're so excited. Benjamin, what did you get?
Wait, I'm trying to remember.
You can't remember. Okay. Anna, what did you get?
A pony grooming kit.
You got what?
A pony grooming kit.
A pony grooming kit. Have you got a pony?
No.
You haven't got a pony. So you got a pony grooming kit without having a pony?
I go to pony club.
You go to pony club. Okay, makes sense. Thomas?
Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild.
Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. Sounds like he needs to clean his teeth.
What?
Ben?
A maze ball that you had to make.
A maze balls. Right, too late. Grown-ups, who got...
I got a present.
Here we go, Ros. What did you get?
I got a beautiful framed picture from my grandchildren.
A beautiful framed picture from your grandchildren. What was it of?
We're all in the duck, look like ducks, but Grandma's got a scarf on, which I always have on.
So lovely. Who else got a Christmas present they want to tell us about before I spring on somebody? You're smiling too much.
Oh, dear.
Well, what did you get, Kath?
I had some very interesting coloured, patterned, greaseproof paper. Who has ever seen
Coloured, patterned, greaseproof paper? Look at that. Somebody pushed that boat out. And somebody towards the back. Somebody towards the back. Here we go. Jackie.
New handbag.
Oh, she's holding it up as well. Everybody look at Jackie's new handbag. If that handbag's left behind, we know whose it is. Fantastic. Now, I have got a range of Christmas presents here, and I need us to rank them in how good they are as presents. So, first of all, I have a little cute soft toy monkey with a green Santa hat on it. What do we give this out of 10 for a Christmas present?
Three?
Three or four? What about grown-ups? What do you think? There we go. Joy's granddaughter would want 10 out of 10. So this is an all right present, isn't it? What's next? Here we go. We've got a Rubik's snake thing.
Nine.
You can make all sorts of things with this. Look at this. This isn't mine. Guess who this belongs to? This belongs to Joshua, that's right. Here we go. This is. He'll be able to make this into a perfect cube or something. I can't. I can make a crooked line. What do we think of this? 8, 10. So this is up here. Okay, what's in the next one? Oh my goodness. A pair of socks. I think this is Legend of Zelda Breath of Doom again or something, whatever it was. No, they're quite clean. They're quite clean. They're even mine. Some of my favourite socks, these are. What have I got on at the moment? I've got bright red socks on at the moment. Here we go. What do we give these out of 10?
Two.
What, even though they're mine? Only two because they're... Oh, worse because they're mine. Over this end. Okay. Ah, oh, cool. Look at this. Can you hear this? This is a dancing sprout. Ten. Grown-ups, what do you think?
Zero.
Zero, says Andrew. I know, somebody with a good taste in handbags. Jackie, what do you give this out of 10?
Five.
Jackie, the diplomat, five. So, right. Oh, this must be an exciting one. Look at this. A very special Christmas. Sorry, a very merry Christmas to ye. Oh. Can of baked beans.
Ten.
Ah. Oh. Okay. Emily, what do you give this? 10. This allows Emily to, and thank you, Emily, for playing piano for us today. This allows Emily to show off her culinary skills. 10. There we go. Oh, cool. A Tom Gates book.
10.
Who's come across Tom Gates?
Me.
Yeah, some of us have. The kids have. Some of the grown-ups have. Joshua's got nearly all of them. 9. Let's stick that there then. Is that going to stand up? Yay, there we go. Oh. This isn't just Prosecco. This is Waitrose Prosecco. Although I just got that wrong. Okay. Grown-ups, what do we give this? 9, 9, brilliant. So we're up here. Not quite as good as baked beans. And finally, charades time game. Who likes charades? 10, 10. So this is a game. It's got two syllables. First one sounds like share, and second one sounds like, I don't know, rods. Let's put this up here, shall we, somewhere. There we go. Lots of great presents there, and my socks. But there we go. And did you know that Christmas is all about a brilliant, brilliant present? The best present that even makes baked beans pale into insignificance. At Christmas, the Lord Jesus Christ came to earth. He came to earth as God in a baby. God in the form of a baby, in a manger. In a rickety old lean-to up against a house somewhere in Bethlehem, because there was no room in the house. So he was born there. He didn't just stay a baby though, did he? He grew up. He taught us all about God. If we look at Jesus the Son, we see what the Father is like. If we listen to what he teaches us, we learn what God is like, and we learn all we need to know for life and for being saved for heaven. to be with Jesus all of our lives. And he didn't just teach us. He then went to the cross. He died on the cross for us to take our sins away from us. As Psalm 103 says, as far as the east is from the west, he took our sins away from us. And then he rose on the third day to guarantee us eternal life when we put our trust in him. And he rules from heaven now. And those are all amazing presents, aren't they? But our Bible passage today tells us something even more. Where have I put my phone that's got the Bible passage on it? There it is. There we go, my nice big print. This Bible passage tells us, it's a picture that Isaiah wrote about 700 years before Jesus was born. But he's painting a word picture of something that is yet to happen way in the future. Or that way in the future could be this afternoon. But it might be another few thousand years' time yet. We don't know. And this Bible passage tells us that all of the bad stuff in the world is going to be completely turned around and made new and good. Has anybody been watching David Attenborough's Asia documentaries on telly? A few of us have. Did anybody see the one with the desert in Saudi Arabia where once a year you get that sea fog come in and it waters the land? And the desert, Joy, you've seen it. What did the desert turn into? Yeah, the desert turned into beautiful greenery with flowers and shrubs and all sorts of things springing up, fed by the fog. Not like the fog we had over the last couple of days. That was fog that wasn't much fun on the Humber Bridge coming back from Reading the other day, I tell you. But the fog, it's so much fog, it waters. Like the dew from heaven is coming down and watering things. And our Bible passage starts like this today. The desert and the parched land will be glad. The wilderness will rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it will burst into bloom. It will rejoice greatly and shout for joy. The glory of Lebanon will be given to it. The splendor of Carmel and Sharon. They will see the Lord, the glory of the Lord, the splendor of our God. And Isaiah is telling us there that all of the bad stuff of this world, all the bad stuff that we experience sometimes, however old we are, whether we're a child or a grown up or a very grown up, we experience bad stuff in the world, don't we? Things go wrong. Maybe it's our health. Maybe it's our friendships. Maybe it's a lesson we're finding really difficult at school. Maybe it's work. Maybe we're feeling poorly, maybe in our body or in our minds, and things aren't right. One day, all that is going to be turned around, and all of that sad desert-like stuff in our life is going to be turned into blooming, wonderful flowers, wonderful landscape. The bad will be turned into good. And instead of us being far away from God, we have God, if we're trusting in Jesus, we have him living in our hearts by the power of his Holy Spirit. He dwells within us, but we don't see him face to face. We don't see Jesus face to face at the moment. Our experience is not of being with Jesus in what some people call his nearer presence. But our passage today says that there will be a highway to the Lord. And those people who trust in Jesus will be rescued. Rescued as all of those bad things are judged, sent away. All of those people who stand against God will be excluded from this highway. And it will be just those people who trust in him will go on that highway which leads to being with him. They will enter Zion, says our passage in at the end. They will enter Zion. That's a name for Jerusalem and a name for heaven. They will enter Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will crown their heads. gladness and joy will overtake them, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. Now, that might sound like it's a long way off. It might sound improbable to us that that's going to happen. It might be that we're really glad that we're not at school at the moment because we love being at home and we find school hard. It might be that we find being away from family difficult, but we've had family around us over the last few days. It might be that we find being around family hard and we can't wait to be back at work or at school or something. Might be one of those things. So it might feel far-fetched that God's going to turn everything around. But, you know, he promised that Jesus would come to the earth, and he did. He promised Jesus would teach us about God, and he did. He promised that Jesus would die on the cross and save us from our sins, and he did. He promised that that Jesus would be raised again on the third day, and he did. And he promised that Jesus would be taken up to heaven and rule from there, and he does. He has promised that Jesus will one day return and will turn all the bad into good and will take his people finally to be with him for all of ever and ever and ever. Now, if we think that the presents we received this Christmas were great, and I'm sure many of them were, how much more greater is that present yet to come? The presence of being with Jesus for all eternity, with no bad left and only good there. The best present of them all is yet to come. And to help us remember that the best present is yet to come, I'm going to add these to the coffee bar thingy later on. Children, if you want one of these, you need to speak to your parents first. Some might have nuts in, beware. But the best is yet to come. So when you're eating the chocolate later on, remember that the best gift is yet to come. And tell Emily that it's even better than baked beans. Let me pray for us. Our Heavenly Father, we praise you for your goodness and your kindness to us. We thank you that Jesus did all that he promised, all that you promised about him. And we thank you that the best is yet to come, when all the meh of this world will be turned into joy and singing. Please help us look forward to that day with joyful hearts, whatever the next year brings us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.